This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadhin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
You can find us from your TV, folks. Listen in on Pacheco, Ontario, channel 596, and Compton, channel 88. Visit ami.ca/audio for a list of channel locations in your area. Kelly McDonald, host of the program with Ramya Amadhin.
Okay, Kels, twice a month, the second and fourth Tuesday, Thursday. There you go. I'm checking numbers as well as days.
Is that a quiz?
No, I'm quizzing myself out loud.
Yeah,
so the second and fourth Thursday of the month, we like to get into what we call What in the World, which is where we flip through quirky stories from around the globe. And usually this line ends with Jeff Ryman. But today it's with Paul Aflalo. So Paul, your foray into What in the World, how's it feeling right now?
And are you tired, Paul, of us saying, usually we do this with Jeff Ryman, but we're
I heard that sigh.
I don't know, listen, I'm not tired of that. Not even a close.
No drama here.
I just don't want to disappoint, guys. That's all. I just don't want to disappoint you. Like I just want to make sure I do a good job and then I find the right
quirky
news.
Did you find the funniest, silliest, quirkiest news
you could
put your eyes on? Listen, okay, great.
We're going to hope for the best. This is my fifth audition for something, a new segment. So we're going to do this and we're going to have fun with it.
If my day job doesn't work out, I'll be here.
That's right. I hope you like what I found. It's been quirky. It's kind of bizarre. And I have so many articles. So I'm going to let you pick and choose. It's going to be like a choose your own adventure. Cats. Yeah, here you go. Cats or science? All right, yeah, that decided it. That was it. Cats, there you go.
Okay,
so listen. I'm not a cat person. I should acknowledge that right off the bat. It's not that I don't love cats. It's that I'm allergic to cats. So when I'm around them, I just don't touch them because if I do, I'm going to scratch my nose or something, and then that's it. I'm going to be in an allergy fit.
Paul, I do have to stop you and just say, because I just know the way the cards fall and the way the fates work, does this have to do with Beijing at all?
No, it does not.
Thank you. Okay. Just want to be sure we're not stealing Billy's, because then he'd come in tomorrow and, what?
Nope.
You talked about it. Okay.
Nope. I promise you it has nothing to do with Beijing. This actually has to do with a family in the U.S. They have three cats. It's a couple. Jessica Gerson and Neves and her wife Nikki are really looking forward to using their new Vitamix blender that they whip up some smoothies and soups. Now, those are the top-of-the-line blenders. So if you can nab those on like a Boxing Day sale or a Black Friday sale down in the States, or here now apparently we have that, you know, like that's a good deal. Those blenders go for like $600 and up. And I would love one as someone who likes to cook. I don't have $600 just put in a blender. So I'm presuming they got this at a really great price. And they did, because it did happen on Black Friday. They're based out of British Columbia. There was just one problem when they got it. It arrived in the mail and they were really happy. And they just quickly, Jessica put the box of the Vitamix blender on the ground. And now they can't unpack it. See, it arrived in the mail on December 16th. And they put it down just quickly, just because they were going to open it up. But then that cardboard box with the blender inside has become the site of a weeks-long turf war between the couple and their three cats, in a saga that has garnered thousands of invested followers on social media. The cats have not gotten off the box. And every time they try and move one cat off, another cat gets on. It's a turf war between the cats.
And changing of the guard.
They've been posting daily posts up on their social media, up on their Facebook page. Due warning that if you go check it out, there's a bit of swearing and a bit of language that might be inappropriate. But they've been documenting this formal changing of the guard, as they so call it, of ever shifting alliances between the cats and misadventures involving the tried to bring in decoy boxes. The cats have been bringing in their own decoy boxes to get the other cats off of the box. This is not one of the reasons why I don't have cats. This is actually probably one of the reasons I would love to have cats, to watch them like feud it out.
Wow.
But like, what would you do in a situation like this? What would you guys do?
A coordinated cat crisis. I know what Rummy would do. Rummy would just lay on the couch. You turn over and say to a dog, go in there and take care of the problem.
No. You know how if you get an Amazon package but you didn't get it, then you call them and you're like, yo, I didn't receive my package. This should be falling under that type of
category, right?
Yeah, like I got the package, but I can't get to it because of some issues going on. Now, will you guys send me another one, please?
Nope. They would say, look in the contract. What contract? Well, under our rights on the website, your cat problems are are under category B.
Yeah.
Sorry. The cat clause. We don't
just want to know, like, if they would send me a second Vitamix. I mean, obviously, they should be sending me two more because I have three cats and they're all fighting for the one, you know?
Just send your dog in.
Oh, that would definitely scare.
Well,
he's got that base bark.
Right.
The cats wouldn't even need to bark. You'd just have to walk in, to be honest.
You're lucky they're not up on your new TV, Miss Money, who could buy the mixer for Paul.
Oh, is Rumia going to buy me the mixer?
She's got the money.
Rumia.
Blowing
thank you.
I turned away for 1 second.
Is that my welcoming gift? Oh, this is so lovely, guys.
Come on. We're still in the audition.
I'm so touched.
Exactly. Day 5.
So, look, listen, they're still trying to figure this out, but there is, you can follow them on Facebook. I will find a way to get the link out there for everybody to see this and follow, because it's just so funny. They have photos of cats. They update consistently. And I'm really hoping they get access to the Vitamix blender. I also am, like, convinced if these cats would just back off for, like, 3 minutes and just let them take out the blender, they can go back to the feud.
Take your box. Yeah.
Well, clearly.
That's all they want is the box. I don't think the cats realize that there's things inside.
So backup plan, send us another box.
I think
just
that was
the empty
tried.
Box.
I thought
just
that was box. Tried. Yeah.
So they've been trying to throw in decoy boxes, and the cats have been doing the same thing. That's right. They're not. Mm-hmm. Something about this box is really
maybe
what
it's the scent
for.
Of the blender and the box mixed together or something. Yeah, maybe it's something
very
like
well
that.
Be.
Or the heaviness, like they could walk around the box and it doesn't wobble. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, blenders wobble, but they don't fall down.
We have endless suggestions.
Yeah, and none of them. The ladies are all screaming, saying, using those words that we don't want to hear at us, but telling us, we tried it.
Exactly.
Where do you want to go now, Paul?
I figured we go from cats to dogs. Is that cool?
Okay.
I figure, Rumia, your love of dogs, this would be something up your alley. And just in case anything happens with Glizzy, this article will help you out, all right?
Okay.
In a good way.
Okay. Okay.
Are any of you fans of like Looney Tunes and absurd cartoons? Either of you
watch them? No, I wouldn't go out of my way for them anymore. But,
really. But like they're in the mindset that you watched exactly at some point.
Certainly, I'm pretty sure I've seen all of them 100 times.
Okay, so earlier this week, Millie, a 3-year-old Jack Russell Whippet mix, disappeared after slipping out of her leash in Hampshire, England. In Hampshire, England, according to a Facebook post. Yeah, by Den of Thrones Search and Rescue, a nonprofit rescue group. I totally butchered that name. I apologize to them. The group embarked on a 4-day rescue attempt, but little Millie kept disappearing. So they were trying to find ways to find her. The situation became even more severe when the pup was spotted on a mud flat with a rapidly rising tide near Emsworth on the UK's south coast. Uh-oh. If Millie wasn't rescued quickly, she would be at risk of drowning. So there was a coordinated effort involving police, firefighters, others ensued, but Millie kept on defying the rescue efforts. That's when one of the drone pilots, Dave Pike, came up with a creative solution to attach a sausage to a drone in order to lure Millie to safety.
I love it. I think it's great.
It is.
Oh my God.
It was a crazy idea, but in an act of desperation. Yeah, go ahead.
Wait a minute. So you're telling me, like, I just need to know something in this fine print. Okay. So did they not try food lure until the drone guy was like, I got an idea?
But it's getting
I
out
think
there.
So, yeah. It's, like, I think
no
it's like,
way.
We need to like lower someone from a helicopter, I guess, or we need to find a way to get out there. And the dog just wasn't having it. It was just not going to work.
Okay,
and them getting out to get the dog. And the dog would probably just go further out until there was real trouble.
Yeah.
It was a crazy idea, but in an act of desperation, the drone rescue team calculated the weight that their vehicle could take. Because these are drones, not very big drones. These aren't the ones that Amazon's trying to use to deliver us packages.
Right.
Like those little drones that people use for photos and stuff. So they figured out the weight, figured it was the best shot. One of the local residents on the beach where they were flying supplied them with the sausages. And then the woman cooked them up for us, and we attached them with a string. And thankfully, Millie took the bait and was coaxed into a safer spot where she could be safely rescued.
They'd have to fly.
So they had
just
time enough to cook the sausages, though.
Well, yeah. Well, and the dog's sure fussy. Yeah, not a hot dog, a sausage.
Listen,
no, yeah,
this
it's
a particular beef. Dog, right? Yep.
And they'd have to fly low enough so that dog, hey, what's that? You know,
exactly.
And then the dog would start chasing after it. They'd have to fly at the right speed to keep its interest, right? Oh, let's play chase and chase after it.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a little bit of play, a little bit of lure. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
No, I understand.
Circles.
I get it.
Just lift high enough so the dog, I can't quite get it. And all of a sudden the dog's in your arms.
Hop a little forward. Yeah.
And Millie's safe now. Millie's back home with her family. So it worked.
It worked.
There was
success. I just want to do a little comparison story. Glizzy got off leash more than once, but all it took was a piece of bacon. Like, it wasn't even real bacon. It was like bacon bits so, mixed in with his kibble.
But that's okay. Because he would still – it's still food. The kibble's there. And why are you putting that other garbage in with my kibble? But it's that whole you could go out and lure and come on where this is a challenge out there. So interesting.
It
good idea.
Totally.
I'm just concerned, like, how much does a darn sausage weigh compared to cameras? People are always putting cameras on there. Like, you think if it can carry a little camera, you can't get... We have to figure it out. Now, how many ounces? Well, eat a couple and let's see.
So this is actually, I was just looking. There's a photo of the drone with the string attached, with the sausage attached by string. And it's actually one of those tiny drones that looks like it could fit in the palm of your hand. Yeah. So I understand why they did the math. UK is quite windy, so you have to be careful.
Yeah,
true.
And that water comes in fast, right?
You don't want to compromise the drone during the rescue mission, right?
Nope.
No, of course not.
A dog bring the drone down and then go back out.
Exactly.
Wouldn't that get
take
you
the
there?
Sausage and go?
Take the drone, too. Drag it off. That's
right,
the drones that sound like mosquitoes anyway. Go ahead,
right. I got one last one for you. This one comes from Jefferson City, Missouri. The Missouri State Patrol Highway Patrol... sent out an alert to all cell phones blaring statewide authority. This is what the message said. You ready? So people in Missouri got this back late over the weekend. Authorities in Gotham City, Missouri were searching for a purple and green 1978 Dodge 3700 GT. Fun fact, though, but there is no Gotham City in Missouri.
Oh, boy.
And the car that was referenced was actually used by the Joker in the 1989 Batman movie.
Yeah.
Soon after the alert, the patrol sent another saying to disregard it in a news release.
April Fool's came early.
Darn it, we were on our two-hour search. Oh, no.
That's right. What are we going to do?
It was pretty hard to find Gotham City.
That's right.
Do we even live here? Yeah.
Where's
Alfred
the butler?
They did say it was a mistake. They indirectly chose the wrong alert system. They weren't meant to send this out to the general public.
Wait, who was it meant to be sent
out
to?
Probably George. It's his birthday, and they were playing a joke on him or something. It's a new kid. Let's send it to his cell phone. Oh, we don't know how to do that.
They were just doing a test, and they say here the Missouri's blue alert system was inadvertently transmitted statewide. The system is actually meant to let the public know when there's a police officer killed or seriously injured in the line of duty.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and we've seen that, right? Remember the Hawaii a couple of years ago, right?
With
the alert
right.
system. And I know that stuff's going to happen, but boy, you could really panic people. But thank goodness Gotham City was mentioned, which probably for some people, Gotham City.
Yeah. Yeah,
right. Batman
Listen,
will take care. Let Batman.
That's exactly
it.
I think Batman might have been out on it, and maybe the Joker is now put back in place where he belongs in Arkham Asylum.
I hope they put LOL with the disregard text.
Come on, that's it too. Just that.
Come on, own your mistake.
That's right. Take a deep breath and own it, and everything will be fine. Yeah, there you go, folks.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. There you have. Thanks, Paul. This was fun.
Thank you. This was lots of fun.
The next. Yes.
We next time they'll send out the bat drone to find people.
That's right.
With the sausage.
With the sausage.
With the sausage.
Later.
Bye, guy.
Paula Flalo joining us for What in the World in place of Jeff Ryman.
Jeff Ryman, you threw me off. Thank you kindly. Whoa. Jim Crisco, our guest on the roundtable. It's the Jays. The Jays have it. We'll be back.
Join me every couple weeks for the Outdoors with Lawrence Gunther podcast, where we learn about outdoor tech and tips. Plus, we look at news affecting the environment. AMI's Outdoors with Lawrence Gunther is available from your favorite podcast provider.